When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Brock and Salk,
powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio
on Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
Waiting on Pete Carroll, who should be here in just a moment to cross. By all accounts, everybody in this organization is very happy right now. We kind of started off the 7 o'clock hour talking about that, and I think it is relevant to kind of think about why and sort of where this program has been over the course of the last 10 years. Not that Pete doesn't handle some of the turbulence well. I think he thrives on a lot of that. But if you go back, and for me, I don't know, maybe you have a different starting point. I just was thinking about the Cam Chancellor holdout. It seemed like the beginning of turbulence. Not necessarily that it was bad, but you had contract disputes and you had some of the, credit pie needing to be divvied up. And you just had some of the back and forth and the need for accountability and who gets the credit. And then you have the Russ stuff and contract negotiations and expectations that necessarily weren't lived up to every year. And then the offense, like, it's been a pretty stressful decade. Until all of a sudden, last year, a lot of that clears. We heard about how it was like the smoke lifting out after a fire, and all of a sudden, the rain comes in, and everything kind of quiets down. And this year, you sort of dig out from under that rubble.
Yeah, and you find young cornerstone pieces last year, right? I mean, you found your left tackle and your right tackle. You found your all-pro corner as a rookie in the fifth round. I think you add, coming off of some drafts where, yeah, you found guys. You still had hits with Frank Clark and Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. But, man, to have it in that entire group and to have Ken Walker, finish second in rookie of the year offensively as well. So that adds to it, right? When you then bring in the young people, you're like, oh, yeah, this kind of feels like 11 and 12 again. We kind of have a Sherm, and we kind of have a Cam, and we kind of have a KJ, and we kind of have some young studs here that are pros, that are great players, that love the game of football. And then, you add to it this year with a class that I think many feel equally as good about, and certainly the football character off the charts with so many of these picks.
Well, we don't have a special open forum today, but we do have Pete Carroll, coach, sitting down with us right now here on Brock and Salk, Seattle Sports on 710. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good. I don't need something special every day.
You don't need a special open. Okay. Usually you like to know who's sponsoring
you. I'm okay. Yeah, I do.
Pizza sometimes. You never know.
What are we selling?
You never know what we're selling. You got some rookies here?
Almost. They're arriving.
They're arriving.
Yeah, they're coming in. We'll get them by about noon. They'll be here doing physicals and getting acclimated, and away we go tonight. Meetings at 5:30, man. We're going
to
roll.
Who are you most excited to get eyes on in person?
Knowing what we know about our class, there's some free agent guys that I'm fired up about, and I want to see how they can add to it. Those surprises that you get, is there a Doug Baldwin out there, or Jermaine Kearse, one of those guys that just comes out of that end of it and makes a big imprint, and changes, like a guy I loved, Joey Blunt, last year, who had a big factor for us, and when he was healthy. And also, are there a couple guys in there that add to the class? So I'm wide open.
Is some of that, Pete, because you have had eyes on so many of your draft picks? You have spent so many months on those guys and all the background and all the dialogue and all the work that goes into those draft picks that maybe you don't have your eyes quite as much on these undrafted guys?
I don't know if you would nail me down. I'm not watching my guys very closely. But no, we do. I have much more information and background on those guys, and so I kind of know what to expect there, more so than guys that we were able to nail here. There's some really interesting kids, and so we'll see how that goes. And such anticipation. This is such a big deal. This is a blast. And every bit of it, the meetings are fun, seeing how they respond to how we do things, and then seeing how they go with the workload, and then now they're picking things up, and we'll start imaging how they're going to fit in, and all of that's really exciting. It's really fun stuff.
After all these years, it's still fun?
Remember,
it's still
fun? Well, hold on a sec. There's stories that they're going to unveil for themselves. This is a great moment for these guys, and to be part of that unveiling for them and for us and all is really exciting. Sorry.
How do you spot the leaders?
Oh, they'll show. They'll show.
What do you look for?
They'll show in their confidence that they exude, you know, I mean, we'll start right off in the meetings, you know, we'll have them introduce themselves, you know, and everything counts. They're going to hear about that, you know, and everything they do is going to show us something of who they are and what they're all about. So there's no one way, but it'll be obvious for the guys that are really the ones.
Can you think of guys over the years who have started to show you some of those leadership qualities or something specific you noticed in the past in something like a rookie minicamp?
Absolutely, Will. You know, yeah, they'll show you, you know, the guys who have the background and the confidence and the success in their history, they'll push it to the front. You know, we're looking for guys that have something to prove. You know, and then so it'll come out in their play, it'll come out in their effort, it'll come out in the questions that they ask. There's a million ways. That's why this is such a live time for the coaching staff. We have to be so on the observing what's going on, you know, listening and watching and all of that. So it's really cool. Hey, we kind of left our boy hanging out there. Are you okay,
Brock?
Brock,
I'm doing all right. No,
just don't worry about Brock. Yeah. You just ignore him. He's just a floating voice.
This is your 14th deal, rookie minicamp here. 14th year, Pete. 14th.
That's crazy.
14th. How different is for you, for your staff, for your continuity, for everything that you know, how different do you go about this one beginning today? Then I don't know. Can you even remember your first rookie minicamp 14 years ago?
Well, you know, I'll just give you an example. I'm here just before I came here. I'm putting my notes together for the meeting tonight. Okay, I've done this meeting 14 times, right? But I'm telling you, every word that I'm putting down in the way that it fits and it came up with something that I really like that I haven't seen in this particular manner before. And I mean, I'm jacked about this meeting, you know, because this kicks the whole thing up. And all these kinds of the little events that happen within the weekend are crucial, you know, and we've already have planned what tomorrow morning's meeting is like and how we're going to intro and go into that one to try to capture these guys, you know, and to see if they can latch on to what we're all about and this juice that we, you know, we ask these guys to bring and kind of acquire, you know, what it's like to be a Seahawk, you know, and this whole process is just exciting. I mean, listen to me. I mean, I sound like this is the first one I've ever done. That's what I'm getting at. It feels like this is the first time I get to do this, and I got to kick ass in this meeting and in this camp. And you know, I can't. I ain't making this up. This is what it feels like.
I wish everybody listening to this right now could see the glow emanating from Pete. I got to tell you. I mean, we see you during the season. And after wins, you're happier than after losses, but you're pretty even-keeled, I would say, and at least by the time you come in here. I'm sure that the losses eat at you a little bit, but
yeah, they do.
When you see the glow that Pete has right now, it's hysterical.
Do you remember?
It's like a different human being.
Real deal. This is weird.
You really do like this.
This is real enthusiasm right in front of you.
I kind of was commenting on this earlier, and this is not a Russ conversation, but it does feel like some of the turbulence of the last, not just the last year or two with Russ, but the last decade of contract negotiations and, you know, sort of credit pie, all the things that were just not necessarily bad, but just turbulent around here. It feels like some of that has lifted and you can concentrate on just some of the motivating and some of the things you're talking about.
It's
now.
Interesting that you say it like that because it does feel new. It does feel clear and there's a clarity to it that it is really exciting. And going out on the field with these guys again today, we're going to go out today and you know, do a phase two day, you know, which is kind of fake football, you know. But to see these guys on the field and when they come together at the end of it, and the offense and the defense, they break down on their own, and then they come together and watch these guys greet and meet each other again at the end of another workout. There's something to it, and I've been saying this, that this has been a special group. There's been an unveiling of this kind of the newness, you know, that it just is. It's the real deal, and I like the guys that are lining up for these spots too now. I'm pretty excited about, you know, the depth and the competition of it. And this is going to be a really, really fast team. It's going to be fun to watch them. They're going to be exciting to see on both sides of the football, all aspects. So it's nothing but fun time right now. And so it's finally here. Gosh, we finally got the minicamp, so it's good.
So the rookies get in today, meetings tonight, on the field the next 3 days. Have you gotten much of a chance to see the totality of the whole roster, right? You mentioned kind of phase one and where you're at. I get all confused. You know, can you be on the field? Can you have a ball? Can you do anything? How much have you gotten to see the entirety of your roster?
Well, the difference between draft day when we had 52 guys on the roster and what it is now, it's a little bit overwhelming that we have so many guys and so many new people that, you know, there's an extra almost 40 guys that just joined us. So that's it's a challenge to figure it all out, and we're not putting taped names on their helmets, but you know, we got to figure them out here as we go. And so I got to put them in situations where they got to show us who they are. That's what it'll start out. I mean, tonight they'll be out there, they'll be competing, and they'll be, you know, doing their introductions, and they'll get a chance to get up and stand up in front of the rest of the fellas, and it all is underway. And so well, I can't tell you that I got them all nailed right yet, but by the end of the weekend, we will.
All right. It's been, whatever it is, 13 years of these conversations. I'm still not very good when it comes to the scheme stuff and asking you about it, but I need to ask you about the defensive scheme, and specifically up front, what kind of players – up front, what body types, et cetera, what skills are you looking for at the defensive tackle, defensive end, and maybe even outside linebacker position in
This would take an hour.
I know it probably would, but I kept hearing from people all offseason, that guy doesn't fit the scheme.
Since Arkansas, okay, that goes back to Monty Kiffin.
Hold on one second. Yeah. I got to tell you, we were in Arizona. I got to tell you this really quickly, and then just remember Arkansas. I was in Arizona, spring training, took an Uber to the Mariners fields. The Uber driver was a D lineman who played at Arkansas in the 70s. I'm like, you did? Did you play for Monty Kiffin? He's like, did I play for Monty Kiffin? He was my D-line coach. Monty Kiffin was smoking cigarettes in the sauna with sweatsuits. Monty Kiffin was the greatest ever. Da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, were you there by any chance with Pete? Oh, Pete Carroll loved him. Guys loved him. You should have seen the energy he had back then. I ran into some D-tackle on your Arkansas team in the 70s, and I just had to share that with you. So, sorry. There you go. I had to get that off my chest.
So this goes back to Arkansas.
So anyhow, back to Arkansas.
Nothing's changed?
Well, no. What I would try to define for you is that we have always been a 4-3 scheme that plays with 3-4 personnel.
Right. That I know.
Okay, that's the main thing. Another position, instead of being a 4-3 down lineman, we would like to have that fourth guy be an athlete that can really run and move and all that. So it's always been an intention to kind of maintain that, to get as much speed on the field as possible. That's kind of the overview of it, and you could look at it right through the days at SC.
And when you say those guys, that extra guy who's a little bit more athletic,
outside backerish that can rush
Cliff
the passer.
Averill,
yes,
that's
Cliff,
been Willie McGinnis,
yeah,
right. That
yeah.
was
all kind of,
yeah. Chris Clemens,
yeah, Bruce. I mean, all of our guys. You know, those are those types of guys. That's to maintain as much athleticism as you can get on the field.
And well, how did that change last year?
It didn't. No, it. What changed last year was that. In the influx of more coverage concept that we used to do, okay, that we just reinvented for us, and there was a process to it that is in really good shape right now. I'm jacked about where we are now with putting it all together. There was a time here where you watched us. We had evolved into a pretty simplistic way of playing, and we kicked butt with it, and it worked out great, and our players matched up and all that. And then I lost coaches on both sides of the ball, and they took our scheme everywhere, and people knew how to get after it because we really had some real intricacies about it that made it unique and all. And so we've just adapted. We just continued to grow and adapt. You got to keep getting better, you know. So that's where we've changed.
So then, in terms of being up front,
but the two gap, one gap.
That's
thing,
what I want to ask.
We're connected in that. The best I ever had it was when I was at San Francisco years ago, because of the background of the teaching that had been really oriented to the front play, and that's why Danny Quinn was so important to us when we made the transition to come here and all that, because he had been schooled there with Bill McPherson. And that meant that the guys up front played really good, solid technique, but could also one gap and get up the field. And they had a way of combining that teaching that at SC I had to leave because Eddie Ogeron was a one gap guy. Okay. I mean, there's all these stories. I mean, it just takes forever to tell you. And so what we've always been open to is Clint can coach all of it, like Danny Quinn. He's got that same background. And so we have the way to use the different principles of techniques based on the players that we have. And we don't want to ask guys to do things that they're not good at. So we adapt as we go, and the flexibility and the history of our scheme allows us to have that open to us, and we can.
So there'll be some two gap, there'll be some one gap, there'll be some penetration.
In particular, Jay Reed is a fantastic technique player on the line of scrimmage. And he's a good one-gap guy. He's a good two-gap guy. And so we'll use him in those ways to, you know, and you're going to see Cam Young. You're going to see him. I got to find out this weekend. We see him as a guy who can play one gap and two gap stuff. And so to have a couple players like that that can be featured in the system, allow other guys to do other things. And so it's not as simple as, you know, we're not a single gap playing team anymore. There was a time when back at SC, as we came back here and Danny was here, I could incorporate the stuff that we've done because it gives us more flexibility. We're a really smart system, and I want to be able to use the stuff to put the players in the best position so that they can be at their best. And so that's how it's always.
Brock, why didn't you just explain it to me like that? Now I get it.
So what felt different to me last year, Pete, and you can shoot this down, what felt and looked different to my eye was a little more what they call bare front. That last year it felt like you slid guys down a little bit more. You played a little more of a bare front with a true odd. And guy, is that accurate or is that inaccurate compared to previous years?
In the last 3 years, we've featured it. And you just didn't catch it. But in the last 3 years, we've featured it. It's been some of the best stuff that we've done. And it did fit. It's why this all happened the way it did. But it did fit the scheme that really – Clint and Sean had the background in with, with Vic. And so we were able to incorporate it. It just was a lot of transition in a short amount of time, and we're just way better tuned in. We'll be better at it.
So I look at these edge guys that you've got, and it seems like you got a lot of dudes with some slightly different talents, right, between Chenna and Boye Mafe and Daryl Taylor, and now add Derek Hall into that, and I'm probably missing a few other guys that you could put in there. Specifically with those four, how do their skills sort of differ in terms of putting them in the best position to succeed?
Not as much as they're the same. I think they're more the same than they are different. They're all have good speed. They're all athletic. They're all aggressive. They're all very strong, fit, you know, guys that are flexible enough that they can rush the passer primarily, but they also have the ability to do some coverage stuff that we can mix in to make us multiple. And I see them more similar than not. I think Derek is really a guy that kind of he captures a lot of what Boye has and what Chenna has and what Bruce had last year as he came to us and DT, you know, you've seen him. He's going to fit really well. We want a rotation. I want those guys to be just fast and furious coming off the edge. And so they'll be outside backers in the 3-4 looks, and then they'll be outside defensive ends in the 4-3 looks that we play. And they have the skill set to carry over.
Talk to me about the guys that line up behind all those big bodies. To have Bobby Wagner back in the building, I don't think we've gotten to talk to you since that happened.
Yeah.
And then Devin Bush, who, you know, was a top 10 pick when he came out of school, could absolutely fly. I saw him a bunch at Michigan. Tell me about those two and their fit within this group.
Well, it's without Jordan here ready to practice with us. I mean, Jordan Brooks he's a consummate young linebacker with speed and strength and agility and instincts and all that. He'll fit right in. We'll be as competitive as you can get. But getting Bobby back is a huge deal. He's such a pro, and he just gives us the stability and the background that we need to make sure that we know we're well coordinated in the games and orchestrated well with his leadership. Devin is a really talented football player and top 10 pick in the draft. A really fast kid, a little bit different package. He's a little smaller than the guys we've seen, but he's really built thick and solid in his legs and his lower body that gives him the punch that he has. That's two good guys right off the bat. Johnny Radigan has come back to us in the better than we've ever seen him. I mean, after his rehab year, he had an extraordinary offseason. He looks faster and stronger. He's going to be in there battling with us. Levi Jones looks different this time around. Another really athletic kid. One of the fastest, most athletic, the tallest of our guys is going to be fitting in. He looks exciting on the field right now with us. So to have those guys, and there's going to be some, you'll see some excitement coming out of these free agent guys possibly that we'll get to hoot about in a little bit. That group is really it really looks like we've made an advance. And meanwhile, don't forget Nick Ballore is in the midst of all of that too. Brings us experience and background and savvy and toughness and all. So it's a good group now.
We saw you at the Kraken game a couple weeks ago. Brock thought you were wearing number 32 to profess your love for running backs. You didn't put together the whole Kraken 30-second franchise thing.
It was RBs.
We thought you were trying to, you know.
You were right.
Big old 32 looking so good on you, Pete.
I know.
But it does lead to a question about running backs. You guys drafted two more running backs this year, including another one in the second round. That position must be incredibly important to your system.
It is. No, there's no doubt.
Why is it so important to you?
It is because we want to run the football. We want to have that that aspect of our team that gives us that stability that fits all aspects of your team in one. That's how I see it. I see the running game helps defense and special teams and everything, but it also really sets up and complements what you want to do in the throwing game and protecting.
But you got people out there who will tell you that, you know, the difference between a second round running back and a fifth round running back is not nearly as large as the difference between a second round D tackle and a fifth round D tackle. Why have you guys gone and made an effort to draft running backs? I mean, this is the third running back or fourth running back you've drafted in the first two rounds. Why is it, you know,
I mean, it just tells you about how we believe in the game.
It's that important.
Yeah, it's that important to have the stability and to have. There's guys that we've fallen in love with, you know, and to see Zach, what he brings and his overall play, and how he'll complement Kenny, I think is really thrilling for us to get that nailed. And then we look, and here's McIntosh at the end of the draft for us, who could easily have been a third round guy or higher. He could have been. He has tremendous ability and flexibility to fit in too. Really good catcher and a really good open field player. And we love what DJ Dallas has done too. DJ had a really kind of an upsurge, I thought, last year in his how he complemented our play. So the group is really together. This is a very competitive, solid bunch of guys, and led by Kenny. Ken's a special football player. Man, he's had a great offseason. He's looked fantastic, has been running routes with receivers and doing everything you could hope for. He's as ready to be as versatile as we could imagine, you know. So that part of the game is going to be together, and that's a big part of our football team. So we know that we can fit that together. It doesn't mean we're going to run the ball the whole time. That's not it at all. You have to have that essence of in your team, I think, to have a championship makeup. And so we've put it together. John did a great job to rebuild that spot, and you'll see.
So I waited 20 minutes. Okay, we only have like four left to get to the schedule. But that is the news today. I don't know if you know that, Pete, but the schedule actually comes out at the end of the day today. Have you gotten to see the schedule? Do you like the schedule? Do you have any input on the schedule?
I have. Yes. And I can't wait to not tell you. I'm a loyal guy to the cause here. Uh-huh.
You have a few primetime games.
You know what I mean? The schedule is what it is. What are you going to do about it? You know, are you going to gripe about it, or you're going to glow about it? I don't think there's any either side of that we should take. It just each week it's hard as can be to beat the team you're playing wherever you're playing them. But there's some interesting aspects to the schedule that I'm sure you guys will have a bunch of stuff to talk about, and we'll see. I can't say nothing.
Ever get any input? I know you get to call the league office with officiating at times after games, and you talk about different rules, and I know the owners' meetings and all the involvement. Is there? Do you get a chance to give your say when it comes to, hey, can you just look out for us in this way or that way? Or?
Let me put it this way to you. You're either competing or you're not, you know?
All right, let me ask you a competition question. When these rookies get in with everybody else, what are the spots on your team? I know there's competition everywhere. Where is there the most competition this year?
Well, the running back spot is one. That's going to be really interesting. I'm anxious to see what happens at guard and center. You know, that's a live competition now. We got two guys coming in that could start, and that's possible, and we can see that happening. But they got a long ways to go to get that. They're gonna have to battle guys. I'm really fired up about Evan Brown. He looked really good for us in these early days of running our phase two stuff, getting us going. So Phil Haynes is ready to be a starter. You know, he wants to own that spot too. There's a good spot. We'll see what happens at the corner spot. You know, Mike Jackson ain't giving up his spot. You know, and Tariq's not giving up his spot. They're going to go battle, and so as obvious you would think that's just an automatic. You know, Kobe's fighting for his time. I mean, it's going to be really exciting to see how this goes. Derek Hall, we'll see what he brings. You know, he's got something for us. You know, so anyway, it's going to be. I think they're all competitive, but those are all legitimate spots that guys could earn a starting, you know, opportunity. And our guys know, and I said this to them, you know, when we started the offseason, that as we begin this offseason, we always take a look at the young guys. We always force those guys to the front, just like we did with you. You know, remember, you, they had that same chance. And I expect every one of them to battle their ass off to not let anybody take their spot. You know, right. And that's how it works.
We got to go. We got to let you go. Just be excited.
You sure? Let's do about another 15. Come on, Brock. You got nothing else to do.
I don't think Bump or Stacy would be very happy with us if we did that. We take up their time. They get important things to talk about.
Let them all come in. Do it like they do on
I heard you had fun with Bump and Stacy.
Oh, they're awesome.
They were, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Stacy was all over it.
Hey, Pete, you'd love to compete. You know what Bill Belichick used to do for the media in New England? He used to get on a whiteboard teach them technique.
He did.
I think for your media in that little room and that little whiteboard, if you could just teach just a little bit of 4-3-3-4.
You sit down with us for an hour, the whole media, whiteboard.
Why don't you come on up? I got a nice little board in my room.
Ready to go?
Just talk about it.
You got my number? Text me. I'll be there in that day to come watch that.
I will spin circles around your head. You'll have no idea what I'm talking about.
I already don't know what you're talking about half the time. Coach, we appreciate it. It's great to see the smile on your face and great to see the rookies in here this weekend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.